What's up, bitches? So I'm rolling with some new Wi-Fi. I am super pumped that after a month of having a full-time job communicating with Xfinity through the app, I actually went into an Xfinity storefront and it was the best experience. 10 out of 10, recommend it. Okay. Go talk to a human in person. I have been run through the ringer on like my third or fourth modem in a few, in less than like 3 or 4 months. It's been insane, you guys. But so far this Wi-Fi seems to be holding up. I didn't even have to get a booster. We'll focus, on that if this doesn't work. But so far, so good. So if this video is uploaded to YouTube, that was 100% effective. Okay. We are recording the Listen Bitch podcast today with your host, Brandon Lynette. And I want to make sure that we do some little simple housekeeping because I'm not sure that I've done that for a hot minute. But I want you to make sure you sign up for emails at brandonlynette.com. I sent out my favorite app to you guys yesterday. And I have a lot of things that I want to share. I'm doing a lot of marketing. That's my game. Okay. Marketing and doing presenting a lot of tools that are going to help any of you who are either A, looking for a side hustle, or B, looking to add some residual income to a side hustle you already have. I have the perfect fucking tools to implement and skyrocket your business. Okay. And not only are they tools you can use, but they're tools that you can make an extra dime off of. So I have a lot of affiliate links. I literally will share the things I love, and there's always going to be a kickback. Okay. So if I share something I love with you, if I'm like, bitch, you have to get this mascara, 9 times out of 10, I'm going to have a kickback on that, meaning I'm going to share it from my Amazon store or whatever. Okay. I get kickbacks. If that bothers you, then just go find your own shit, but make sure it's like legit. Okay. Anything that I love, I have an affiliate link. I share that. So I use this tool to not only expand my business with what I'm sharing outside of, marketing. I'm making 80% income, money in my pocket, residual income, okay? 80% commissions on anyone who jumps in on this marketing gig. So it is a fire opportunity. And I want to be able to share that shit with you. So get on my list at brandonlynette.com, okay? Make sure you have picked up my books at wanna at once upon a time bitches.com. And then what do we have? We have a Facebook group where I post journal prompts for you every single day. Bitch, if you are here from TikTok, thank you so much. I know that I have been consistent there, minus 3 days of Wi-Fi where I couldn't stand to wait for it to upload, but we're back, baby. We are back. I just downloaded a bunch of content. Everything went up and it looks great. So I'm excited. But if you're there, if you're here from TikTok, shoot me a message somewhere and let me know that you're here. I appreciate you tuning in. Okay. I do have that Listen Bitch Facebook group. I post journal prompts every single day. I do have a Bible study group. Okay. Bible study for a badass. If you are looking to grow your relationship with Christ, I want you there. Okay. That is like my passion project. I went through a lot. I took the hard road. I was a little rebel and I tried to do this shit alone. And it's fucking hard. It's hard out there. Life is hard. Just, it's hard. I needed that extra support. I needed to know there was someone out there that had my back, that has all the power and all the love and all the glory and all the peace and all the joy, that has everything I need. And absolutely he does. So I'm actually sharing in there. I got a schedule to read the Bible in a year. So I'm actively doing that. I share the script. I share the chapters that I read every day in that group as well. So if that's something you've been wanting to do, like learn the word, I do that every day. Like that's literally how I start my mornings, is jumping into that reading. It sets the tone for the day and it just helps me navigate my soul. It's literally me putting on that full armor just of protection mentally, emotionally, physically. We can't withstand carrying the weight of the world. And I've learned that it's not your job. It's literally not your job to carry the weight of the world. So you've got to release it, let go of that control. And I actively have to wake up every day and give God what I can't handle. Or, a lot of you bitches are like, how do you do what you do? How do you, how are you home with six kids? How do you? Okay, so Hold on, y'all, because my sound is jacked up. Okay, so I'm glad I caught that before I got very far. I hope everything sounded good, but my mic and my headphones were acting squirrely, and then all of a sudden I'm hearing my kid's video on my headphones, so I know they were connected to something else. So let's hope that worked and my sound is okay. And I'm a squirrel because I totally got distracted. I don't know what I was talking about. Probably, I don't know. That's how it goes. So let's just dive into what today's podcast is going to be about. Okay. I do work with a lot of women who are in network marketing, who are in MLM. And one of the first things I notice when I am first signing someone up to get some kickbacks, to get a little side hustle going, is that they have this fear of being judged. And it's not just this space, is it? Everybody's got a fear of being judged, no matter what they're going to do. I mean, I tell my daughter, let's go, let's run into Ulta real fast. And she's, you know, got to make sure she is totally put together. And, you know, I'm in pajama pants, you guys. I am that person that probably gets their picture posted on the fucking Walmart websites of like, who leaves their house like this? Cause it's me. I told my husband today, I dressed homeless, literally. Okay. Sweatshirts that are four sizes too big and sweatpants that I have to keep pulling up over my ass that I've been wearing for like 2 or 3 days. It's a style I like to call coming into my stay-at-home era. This is my last week bartending. I've got 2 shifts left. I've got 2 shifts and it's going to be a little emotional. It's also my birthday week. And then we've got my favorite holiday, which is Valentine's Day. Okay. Cause I've always loved love, always loved love. Like I dreamed of being in love since I was aware I was dreaming. That's it. Like I've dreamed of this shit. Okay. So it's my favorite holiday for sure. So I'm excited about this week in a very bittersweet way. Okay. But back to the judgy stuff. Okay. Super exciting things this week. I do dress homeless and my daughter is very worried about what people are going to think when she's out and about. But everybody is worried about this judgment because what is the truth? Okay. Words that people say to us, they have a lasting effect. They leave us feeling, you know, powerless, vulnerable. And over time, the things that people say to us, it's going to shape our own opinion. It's going to shape what we think of ourselves. And that is what is leading to this core feeling, that fear of being judged, which if we are not careful, is going to negatively impact our relationships, our jobs, our social situations, and our self-esteem, your self-worth down the drain. Okay. You're just fucked with your self-worth. So I want to talk about a few techniques to help you overcome the fear and get your self-esteem back on track. Okay. So you've got to learn your strengths and you've got to learn what limitations are real. Because once you know your strength and once you know what ceiling you have put on your limitations, you're going to be less likely to be affected by what other people say. Okay. People's opinions on your abilities become irrelevant because you know what you're capable of. But you got to have confidence in your own ability. Be aware of what you may not be willing to do. Okay. So there's got to be like a meet yourself in a humble kind of way, but still know that absolutely you can do anything. Is it going to take practice? Is every try going to be perfect? No. But the only thing that's going to stop you when it comes to testing your ability is you, because if you're too scared to even test your ability, if you're too scared to get out and actually do something, you've lost. Another tip that I think is super important is that you have to acknowledge that things do not need to be perfect. Human perfection is a myth. You can excel at your tasks without trying to meet this level of perfection. Rather than focusing on imperfections, know that you're doing the best you can. And that's all you want, is to be able to stop and say, I did my best and my best is good enough. And only you know you. Okay. So it's not like someone could come in and judge. Okay. Cause you know you. you know what your best is. And if you're going to just continue growing this relationship with yourself, like we've been talking about for, you know, at least a year now, for, you know, 250 some episodes, we've been talking about this. You don't bullshit yourself, okay? You can lie to your wife and tell her that she doesn't look fat. That's great. But you cannot lie to yourself any longer. No more. Are you doing your best and is it good enough? You have to understand that no matter what, people are going to have an opinion. And sometimes those opinions are going to make you so fucking happy, and other times they're going to devastate you. What matters the most is your own opinion, okay? What other people say, unfortunately, I've tested this, I've tried this, it doesn't pay my bills. What other people say doesn't have any relevance on my day-to-day life. It doesn't have any relevance on my bank account at all. So why the fuck would I listen to anyone but me? And following that is going to be an awareness of your inner critic. That little voice in your head can become deafening. It is important to recognize when negative thoughts start to creep in, because you will become the most toxic person in your own life. When you start to recognize what triggers the negative thoughts, you take necessary steps to change them into the positive thoughts. That means you are expanding this relationship on what you're thinking. Okay. Yes, we are doing this whole expansion of like becoming the best version of ourselves we can be. So that means we're going to master our thoughts. We're going to get to know ourselves, the deepest, darkest parts of who we are. And we're going to have a relationship with what we're thinking, how it correlates to what we're feeling and what our feelings are really trying to say. Bitch, bottom line, you've got to make yourself a priority. When you allow someone else's judgments to cloud your perceptions, you're giving this person power. You're giving this person priority over your life. You can take back control of your life when you recognize that you are the priority, not them. The next thing is going to be investing in yourself, enhancing your personal growth, your well-being, doing more of what you enjoy doing. Take that time for self-care. And it's not necessarily just investing in yourself like, bitch, you're going to go get your nails done. You're going to get your hair done. You want to treat yourself good in all the ways, not just, you know, that physical care is very important. Okay. I will always be the one that's going to try the newest, you know, makeup palette, because does it make my skin feel softer than the one did yesterday? Whatever that is. Investing in yourself, self-care is great, but I also nurture my insides. I also nurture what I need, you know, for just to feel intellectually challenged, to feel like there is growth there. Investing in yourself on a spiritual level, taking the time to grow your relationship through Christ, taking time to, you know, adopt the habit of prayer every morning, that self-care, doing the things that are going to make you feel good, self-care, invest the time in working out. Maybe you need a personal trainer, spin the dough. Okay. Doing the, you know, working through your thoughts, working through your emotions. Maybe you need to hire a life coach or a counselor, whatever it looks like for you. Get into therapy. That is all self-care. And you don't put a price on that. It's the first thing I tell people when, you know, people are like, oh my God, Brandon, you're losing weight. What are you using? And I share the product, and it doesn't matter, because I've sold different weight loss products, okay, at different price points. And it doesn't matter if it's $30 or $330. People are always like, it's too expensive. It's too expensive. Well, bitch, is it really too expensive? Because what are you doing now that's working for you right now? Why are you coming to me for weight loss help? If what you're doing is working, it's not. So you're telling me that it's not worth $100 to find something that could be the tool you need to make the changes in your life. And it's just a tool. There's no magic miracle cure out there. Absolutely not. Just a tool, but you're worth that. How much are you spending on your nails and hair? Why wouldn't you want to invest in something that's going to be a tool to help you get your life on track. Maybe it's going to cut your sugar cravings, make you stop, you know, help you feel full faster so you're not overeating. Maybe it, you know, gives you energy so you're moving your body more. All of these things, it's a tool. Anything we're going to spend on ourselves, we freak out about. And trust me, I do this. I do this just naturally with my family. You know, my husband could be like, I need this, this, and this. The kids, you know, they need this, this, and this. I don't think about it. The minute I need something, I don't sleep for 2 weeks because I'm like, man, should I work this in the budget? How do I work this in the budget? It's like we put ourselves last for what? Bitch, invest in yourself. Okay. The better you treat yourself, the higher you raise your vibration, and the better other people are going to treat you. When you are taking care of yourself in every area of your life, it lessens that fear of judgment because you are gaining that confidence. And I always joke about, like, I don't give a fuck what people say. I don't give a fuck what people think. That's only the people that have a negative opinion. I absolutely love and adore when you guys come out and you have great things to say. Everybody loves that. But I don't live and breathe and die on that mountain. Okay. Meaning if I never heard anything positive, would I keep doing what I'm doing? Absolutely. Because I love it. It feels good. I feel good. My vibration feels good. I have peace. I have joy. I have fulfillment. I feel accomplished. I feel great. So I'm not afraid of the people that are going to be like, oh my God, your podcast is stupid. You're still doing this. Why would you bother? You know, whatever. There's always going to be someone that has something to say about everything in your life. Good or bad, whether you're doing something, you're not doing something, people talk, they're bored, they're not excited about anything in their life. So the more obsessed they become with yours, the more entertained they can be. That's what insecure, judgy people do. So unless you want to be a judgy, insecure person, then I would avoid people like that. Avoid them. Get away from them. Set your boundaries, protect yourself. That's part of investing in yourself. Okay. You have to know memories fade. So even though you're hearing someone criticize you and it might hurt at the time, if you purposely put it in the back of your mind by thinking of something else, the memory of the event fades and the pain lessens. Okay. You only have so much room in the lockbox. That's what I call it. My husband does something great. I'm like, I locked that in the vault. I locked it in the vault. I have these core memories that I lock in the vault. There's only so much room in there. So you want to make sure you're not giving the negative thoughts priority over really great things that you want to hold on to in your life. And you really, probably my last piece of advice, you guys, is going to be to just actively tell yourself that you are good enough. That you're good enough. Look squarely at yourself in the mirror. Tell yourself you're good enough. Practice this every single day, maybe several times a day in front of a real ass mirror. Just look deep into who you are and repeat the affirmation that you're good enough, especially when you're feeling that doubt creeping in. Something I do when I start to have those negative thoughts, I just am like, I love you, Brandon. I love you, Brandon. When I feel myself spiraling, I'm like, I love you, girl. I love you. How can I love you the most? A lot of surrendering, you know, giving these things to God and understanding that we are royalty. We're not just meat suits. We're spiritual beings who came here for this human experience to overcome shit like fear of judgment, okay? Because there's a victory there. Consistent positive reassurances. This is going to help you overcome that fear of, you know, being judged, of failing, okay? So before you let the fear of judgment affect your life in a negative manner, re-listen to this podcast as many times as you need to get the tips that work for you. You're not going to hate me for it. Okay. I guarantee it. You're going to come back and you're like, oh, thank you so much. Thank you so much. And I'm going to say, you're welcome, babe. You're welcome. I love you guys. I will see you tomorrow.